Fiat. March 26, 1937. The creation and the humanity of our Lord are the fields in which one who lives in the divine will carries out her acts. How the divine will forms the humanity of our Lord and paradise on earth for Jesus. My flight in the divine fiat continues, and in it I feel that everything is mine, and I feel the need to know, to love what belongs to me and was given to me with such great love. And while I was going around in the works of the divine volition, my dear Jesus, my sweet life, repeating his short little visit, all goodness, told me, "My little daughter of my divine volition, how true it is that in order for love to arise, one must possess what one loves. If one does not possess, love does not arise. Not to love what one possesses is almost impossible. It is only natural and just for a love to love what it possesses. This is why I so much love the creatures. I preserve them. I give them life. Because they are my works. I created them. I issued them to daylight. They are mine. I am the heartbeat of their heartbeat, their breath, the life of their life. I can't help loving them. And if I did not love them, my love would give me continuous reproaches and say to me, 'Why did you create them since you would not love them?' This is a right of love, to love what it possesses. My justice would condemn me. All of my attributes would wage war against me. This is why, in order to be loved by creatures, I say, 'I am your God, your Creator, your Celestial Father. I am all yours, as indeed I am.' And this is also the reason why I say to one who wants to live in my will, 'Everything is yours. The heavens, the sun, and all creation is yours. My life is yours. My pains and even my breath are yours.' Here is why, then, you feel the need to love, just as I feel it, to love what is yours, that which your Jesus gave you as your possession. Now, you must know that the creation and my humanity are the fields in which the soul who does and live in my divine will carries out her acts. Having them in her possession, she feels the need to circulate like blood in the veins within the works of her Creator. She wants to know the value, the good that they do, the office they occupy, also to love them more, to appreciate them, and also to feel happier and richer of the many goods she possesses. And so now she draws near the sun in order to know the secrets of its light, the iris of its colors, the virtue of its heat, the continuous miracle it performs over the face of the earth, such that by merely touching it with its light, it vivifies, it colors, sweetens, and transforms. And oh, how she loves the sun, because it is her own, and she loves he who created it more. And she does so with all other created things. She wants to know the secret virtue they contain in order to love them more and to be more grateful and love more the one who gave her the possession. Therefore, it is no wonder the one who lives in my divine fiat is called the heiress of all creation. Now, from the field of creation, move on to the field of my humanity. What to tell you now, my daughter, of the wonders that take place in this live field, not of mere works, like in creation, but of life, human and divine. These souls take my place, nor can I oppose myself, because I belong to them. They have a right over me, and I am happy that they possess me, because they will love me more. Now, these creatures in this field of mine repeat my life, love with my same love. Their acts fuse with mine, form many suns, heavens, and stars. Oh, how much more beautiful than those of creation, as they fill the field of my humanity. Oh, how loved and glorified I feel, because these suns, heavens, and stars are not mute like those of creation, but they are speaking with fullness of reason. And how well they speak of my love. They speak and love me. They speak and narrate to me the story of souls and that of my love. And so they impose themselves on me to have me place them in safety. They speak and cover themselves with my pains in order to repeat my life. And I feel these souls flowing in my tears, in my words, in my works and steps. And in them I find refreshment from my pains, my prop, my defense, my refuge. And my love for them is so great that I reach the point of calling them my life. Oh, how I love them. I possess them, and they possess me. To possess and to love unto folly is all the same. Now, these souls who live in my will are disposed to receive all the pains of my humanity. In fact, since my humanity is incapable of suffering, as it is now glorious in heaven, with its omnipotent breath, my will creates the pains and sorrows and forms in them my living humanity, as they stand in for me in everything. They are the new saviors that lay down their lives in order to save the entire world. So, from heaven, I look at the earth and I find as many Jesuses who, taken by the same folly of my love, lay down their lives at the cost of pains and death to say to me, I am your faithful copy. The pains make me smile because I enclose souls. And I, oh, how I love them. I no longer feel lonely. I feel happy, victorious, because having company in carrying out the same life, in suffering the same pains, in wanting what I want, is my greatest happiness and my paradise on earth. See then, how many great and portentous things can my divine will do, as long as they live in it. It forms for me my very living humanity, and procures for me the same joys of my celestial fatherland. Therefore, take to heart living always in my will. Be concerned with nothing else, because if you don't, I feel my love broken in you. And if you knew how much it costs me not being loved, be even for one moment. In fact, in that moment, I remain alone. You break my happiness. And in my delirium of love, I keep repeating, how can this be? I love her always, and she doesn't. Therefore, be attentive, for I never want to remain alone.